Back now with Day to Day. Last Friday's presidential debate was the first of three presidential debates. And according to our humorist Brian Unger, it also marked a seminal change in both campaigns, as Brian explains in today's Unger Report.
The day after the debate, Senator Obama was back on the campaign trail, and this ad was on TV, taking Senator McCain to task for something he did not say.
Number of times John McCain mentioned the middle class? Zero.
That which McCain did not mention was then repeated Sunday by Obama's chief strategist David Axelrod on NBC's Meet the Press.
Senator McCain never once mentioned the middle class.
Which invited this rebuttal from chief McCain strategist Steve Schmidt on the topic of the Iraq War.
In the debate, you heard not one time from Senator Obama the words victory.
This parsing of words not spoken makes choosing a president a lot tougher for voters, who must not only choose based on where both men stand on the issues, but now where both men don't stand on issues they've never stood on. This campaign is getting too deep without getting deep at all. If we're judging the candidates by what we don't hear them say, then we must either become a nation of mind readers or look up every word in the dictionary these men aren't saying. And that is a lot of bathroom reading. Scholars disagree, but most say there are between 500 and 750,000 words in the English language. So, in each of the remaining days before Election Day, we must listen for, 15 or 20,000 words that don't cross these candidates' lips. Because it only takes one non-spoken omission to turn an election this tight. Furthermore, in addition to not hearing victory or middle class, here are some other words you did not hear during the debate. Regarding the $700 billion bailout, I did not hear a single utterance of the word bull. Mark my words, one of these guys will go down for not saying bull. I did not hear in the debate either candidate use the word fabulous once to describe anything, the bailout plan, their lapel pins, or each other. You did not hear sorry, liar, geezer, or punk. But most glaringly omitted in the debate were the words, I love you. If you're like me, you always feel like you're the one to say it first, and neither McCain nor Obama has, unsolicited, looked us in the eye and said, I love you. So in the next two debates, brace yourself for more words that won't shock you because you didn't hear them, including fabulous, bull, sorry, liar, geezer, punk, I love you. You didn't hear it here first. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Can't get enough of Brian. A weekly podcast featuring the humor and satire of Brian Unger is available for download at npr.org.